Hi, welcome to my mom's podcast.
You're listening to the Attract and Stand Out podcast, created for ambitious, heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to build real relationships, influence others, and make an impact with everyone they meet. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I'm a mom of four, a wife, a storyteller, dream builder, and a personal branding and business coach. On the show, you'll hear real conversations about what it means to run your own business, what success actually looks like, and how you can overcome obstacles that get in your way. We're growing businesses with less hustle and more ease, transforming your mindset, and inspiring you to get moving and to follow your dreams. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome back. Are you ready to create a profitable service-based personal brand and business? Download my brand new workbook and you'll learn my signature six-step process to create a successful business with less hustle and more ease. It's got easy action steps ready to implement into your business immediately so that you can start creating a business that you love. Head over to bit.ly/attractandstandoutonline to download your workbook today. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I am excited to have Dana Irvine here with me today. We are podcast swapping because I was on her podcast. Oh my gosh, maybe it was, springtime of this year. Mm-hmm. And I am just thrilled to reverse the conversation and just learn a little bit more about what Dana does. Dana is amazing at helping women in menopause really identify what's kept them stuck from reaching their fullest health potential. And I know this is something that as we women start to age a little bit, get up there a couple of years, there's a lot of things that change, a lot of things start to happen with our bodies. And so I'm excited, Dana, just to hear your story of how you came into this work and see where we go from there.
Well, thank you so much, Darlene. I've been looking forward to this and getting back on the wagon and start talking about things again, right? Again, like yourself, kind of taking the summer off to refuel and reset and just, sort of relax and enjoy life, enjoy family. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. So take us back a little bit. Like, how did you get into this work that you're doing today? What led you here?
Yeah, so I'm a clinical thermographer, which is this with the pictures behind me. And I find that, that's taking medical infrared pictures of people, but women are kind of at 50, you're backpedaling. I'm not going to lie to you. You're backpedaling about your health, about breast health, about hormone health. You get sidewired with hot flashes and not feeling well and brain fog. And if you're not just sort of being educated about these things, it can take you for a spin. That's for sure. So I really realized not only with the menopause health, but the breast health. So no one really talks about breast health like they should. It's kind of a no-no and such. So I find that I'm really leaning into even helping women be confident about even touching their breasts at any age. And even for someone your age, it's like sort of like, how are you preparing yourself now for perimenopause? And how are you preparing yourself for menopause? If it's not ready, if you're not, creating the foundation, it won't be pretty. So I found this sort of gap with things. And I love, because of my faith, I love throwing the faith spin into it as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. So how do you work with your clients? Give us a little bit of backstory for what does the work look like of how you're working and supporting them to really fill into that fullness of their health potential? Because I feel like everybody I talk to has something going on health-wise. They're talking about their gut and they're having issues. They've got autoimmune diseases. They've got, cancer. Everything's popping up all over the place. It doesn't seem like anybody doesn't have something going on. So how do we watch for those?
Right. So I think sort of just educating women right now with the podcast, talking about different topics, or in the past I've talked about different topics, and coming up again, talking about breast health and then again what that involves. But it's a coming alongside women from a coach perspective or like a cheerleader perspective, working through with them in reducing inflammation or identifying areas of inflammation that can start the cascade of autoimmune issues, or the cascade of hormone decline, right?
Yeah.
And it's just allowing the coming in, kind of just making sure you've got your foundation built, right? Without that foundation, I find that people falter. So, because they can be eating all the right food and still not be doing well. So there's that sort of that spirit, mind, body, nutrition sort of pillar or foundation that I speak with when I'm coaching women. So whether that's in Zoom or that's here in the office in Ontario, or it's just a phone call, it's just, again, helping them explore and discover that faith, wherever their faith may lie, and it's ensuring that they're good and solid in that, and how they can meditate and pray about things, because it's important for your sympathetic nervous system and stress response and digestion. There's a whole big thing with that. So, and then again, with the body, the movement, over COVID, I took yoga faith training. So it works with, I can understand movement, to speak into movement a bit better, and speak into breathing a bit better. And then, of course, nutrition with holistic nutrition, keeping things as simple and clean as possible. And really just coming alongside women to be a cheerleader and a concierge. Right. Who else are they using as part of their health care, team? Where can they explore different avenues and different practitioners? Or, again, even a different coach. I may not be their fit. Again, it's coming alongside and making sure that they have the right person for the season that they're in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely one of the pieces that we know we should do. And I know so many women, you know, we put ourselves on the back burner often because we know to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. And I know you teach this and I talk about this a lot in my work as well, but so many of us, and I even find seasons in my life where we're so busy taking care of our businesses and our children and taking care of like the household things that sometimes we start to put ourselves in a position where we're not putting ourselves on the front burner. We're not, you know, putting the oxygen mask on ourselves. And that's what I know for myself. I'll speak for myself. That's when I start to notice things start to go awry. That's when my health starts to, you know, dwindle. I'm not energetic. You mentioned brain fog, like the, you know, I get foggy.
Absolutely.
But when I put myself first, those things typically are, you know, not, sometimes there's health stuff going on, but it's important that we make sure that we're that priority. So what is your best advice for women when they are not putting themselves on the forefront?
Well, I think it's not beating you. Don't beat yourself up.
Right? Yeah.
It's okay. It's a season of your life. And it's funny. I've had these conversations with women lately where women that are my age, like 53, upwards to 60, are calling ourselves a sandwich generation, right? Where we still have kids at home. And now we're caring for ailing parents. So we really haven't even found ourselves yet in this season where we can really grow. And this is like, we need to reinvent ourselves or regrow ourselves. Or as we become empty nesters, you have this sweet little period in time where you're free. This is where, as wise, divine women, you want to grow and explore and just fill your heart's desires. But that doesn't happen. So again, the oxygen mask is great, but we actually have to be pausing and breathing long enough, not just to sort of, okay, let's go. It's the pause and the breath, and it's the breaking down of your fight or flight that needs to happen. And that's sort of that, the aspect of the oxygen mask, yes, but we don't have time for that. So it is, again, making those little brief windows throughout the day to pause and reflect, to take five deep breaths, right? And it's not, you have to fit it into, it's like, you have to fit it into your schedule. You have to fit this time to put your oxygen mask on at 8 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, right? 5 minutes. And it is this sort of biohacking of your nervous system that needs to happen so we don't cast, you know, we don't explode with inflammation. We don't explode with anxiety or this brain fog spiral that we get ourselves into, or you really don't remember anything that you just did. It's that nervous system, that's that parasympathetic response that our body's just like, I can't do it anymore, right? I'm on,
yeah,
you know, and it's, we really do. It's like, it's funny. I laugh all the time. I'm like, have you taken a deep breath today? And you're like, deep breath, what the? No. Who breathes?
Haven't stopped.
And you haven't stopped. So it's always funny with women my age. It's always joking around, like, you remember when we had our first jobs, we'd always have coffee breaks, we'd go out for a smoke and a coffee, or, you know, back in the, you know, late 80s, 90s, when things were, we were really silly. But now it's not. No, you have to, when you have your break or you have to eat, you really do need to stop and take those five deep breaths, just incorporating that oxygen mask theory in bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
And you have to teach your kids how to do it. And you have to teach everyone around you to sort of pause and reflect so that you can digest your food. You can get yourself out of a panic attack. You can, you know, get yourself enough energy to get through that 3 o'clock downtime rather than reaching for a coffee. Or again, it's getting yourself out of that racing mindset at 11 o'clock at night when you got to be up at 6, right? So it's really just learning how to stop. Not that this, you know, it happens more so, I find, when you're in this perimenopausal state, as our hormones are changing, it's a default. The change in estrogen, the change in progesterone, the change does cause that. It causes this mindset. It causes this raciness. It causes this sleeplessness. And so as our hormones start to come balanced back to when we were adolescents, it's this, we have to sort of, okay, pause, breathe, biohack. And I know that you always speak about, you know, boundaries with people and you know, making sure you're strong within yourself and understanding where you're going moving forward. But it's so true. It's so true. You really do need to. And it's okay that you can't do it all. And to kind of go back to that, don't beat up yourself. Don't beat up yourself. It's okay. Right?
Yeah.
Find moments of where you can laugh out loud and belly laugh. Find moments of when you can look at the leaves, look at the moss, look at the simple things in life. Those are those little, again, little bite-sized pieces of your day where you can get your immune system boosted. You can get your serotonin up. You can get, you know, the gut even to digest your food.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. There's always a lot I can talk about a lot. So that's why, yeah. So when I'm with women, again, it's really being quiet enough to listen to the clues about what's going on, right? They're in for something, but I already know that they've lost their father, or I, because you hear it, you've already. Mm-hmm. Spoke to them in their just in a pre-call, or the rushness that they, or they're taking care of parents. So again, it's each person is so unique and each person is so beautiful in the stages of life that they're in. So it's, yeah. So I'm sort of transforming the Wise Divine Woman sort of movement, right? Not only having fun with, you know, getting women to touch their breasts as part of a breast health movement, because they don't, and but also just being there, I guess, coming alongside.
Yeah, I love that. I think one of the things that you said that really stuck out was like finding those small places throughout the day to just slow down for a minute. And I know for myself, like transitioning, because I'm on, you know, I work from home and sometimes I work in my co-working space, and I go to my co-working space because I need that commodity, like I want that water cooler vibe of, you know, having somebody to talk to and engage with. But when I'm at home, the days that I go from one call to the next, and I don't have a spot to like really pause, I feel overwhelmed and stressed. But if I even take 30 seconds and do like a box breath exercise, or just stand up and do some jumping jacks, or like, you know, have a dance party in my kitchen for 5 minutes before I'm leading a workshop, even those types of things that keep my energy level high. It makes me feel empowered to show up and have fun.
Yeah. And we find, and you probably find that with a lot of the new sort of entrepreneurial home-based business people anyways, or the people who over COVID work from home now, their health is not good. They would, you know, that separation of home and work doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. And we see people's increase of digestive issues, increase of sleep habits even hygiene habits, lower back issues, shoulder issues, so much stuff going because they are not stepping away and going to the bathroom like you're supposed to.
Right.
Or
just like, showering. I can't leave my desk. I'm on back-to-back calls.
Right.
And we've all done that, right? We schedule too many things back-to-back. And sometimes I'm like, all right, pause. Like, I'm going to take a potty break. I always feel like a kindergarten teacher. I'm like, I'm taking a potty break.
Because at school or at work, you had to take a 15-minute break. And because you weren't being paid for it, you had to just go do it. And you took a lunch break. You got up from your desk. You didn't eat over your desk, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so much to it that we just have to sort of reprogram ourselves again to ensure that we're stepping away, that we're utilizing things, that we are, pulling out that trampoline, that mini trampoline, the rebounder you have in your closet, or the rubber bands, and throwing them in your workspace or the treadmill even. You can do a call working on the treadmill. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just these little bite-sized pieces. Program them into your phone to even just pause and breathe. As silly as that sounds.
Yeah. No. Right? And it's not silly. I think it's something that we have to be really aware of and be diligent with it. Because even for myself, like there's been many a days where I'll just go make lunch in the kitchen and come right back in here and eat while I'm trying to like finish something.
Eating in the kitchen while I'm making it. Okay, that's good. I'm done. It's so bad.
Well, but I've been really like being aware of that habit and making sure like, okay, this is, even if I just go sit out back for 10 or 15 minutes while I enjoy my lunch and then come back into the office, I can show up better. I'm more creative and tackle whatever project I'm working on that moment, whether it's writing a blog post or if I'm working on work, I get through it quicker and I enjoy it more than when I like feel like I'm in that rhythm of just go, go, go. So I love you brought that up because I think it's something we need to hear. And it's something I need to hear over and over again, because like you can fall back into those old habits really quickly where you just get into the rhythm of just going.
Yeah.
And I even started where I end my last call, where I have 15 minutes before I go pick up my kids from school, where I used to have my calls would go right to that time. And I noticed I got to go. And I was like grabbing my keys and my purse and running out the door.
Yeah.
And it wasn't benefiting me having that 15 minutes where I could come out of my office and use the restroom and make some water, or make a cup of tea. And then, you know, transition to that next task is powerful. We used to have that when we worked outside of the home, right? Like whether you're hybrid or you run your own business or whatever, like you used to have time in the car, like the downtime to listen to the radio or listen to a podcast. I'm like, I don't have those things.
So but downtime in the car is a fallacy because you've got so much, you have so much going on around you. You've got traffic, you've got the noise, you're not breathing. Your chest is like this driving, you're white knuckling it. It's not. And you have that tire vibration, that electric sort of noise around you that actually even can cause issues for other people as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I travel for my job, for thermography, and I have found now I don't even play podcasts. I don't do anything. It is just this silence that I'm needing in this season, and the ensuring that I'm actually looking at where I'm going, not on autopilot.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
It's good to mix up the routine a little bit too. Even just walking, because I walk my kids to school each morning and some days I'll walk a different path. And I'm like, it feels energetically different just to switch.
Oh, absolutely. I try and travel as many roads that I haven't traveled before. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Absolutely. So Dana, tell us a little bit. So you've had your business for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how long you've had your business and like, what's been like the biggest struggle for you as far as marketing and putting yourself out there? Like what's been challenging?
So I've been doing thermography for over 6 years and sort of coming alongside women with thermography and coaching. In one-to-one or even group coaching, it's not giving myself time to get the program right or overthinking the program. Oh, it's not good enough, or not even thinking that I'm good enough. That's that imposter syndrome that I sort of struggle with as well. In ensuring that I have, like I've got, you know, all this stuff, but from a business perspective, it's not finishing or ensuring that I've perfected the updated 5-day hormone detox or going back in and proofing the different stages of the Touch Your Tatas program. It's always sort of those finalizing of things I never make time for, and that's kind of the story of my life. I seem I don't finish well. I go in gangbusters and get burnt out and don't finish well. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of like our DNA too, because I'm a quick start. If I get an idea, I want to like implement it immediately, but then I lose momentum. So I've gotten over time, I like put my ideas, what I call like my virtual shelf. And when I'm ready to actually implement and pull it all the way through, when I have mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. bandwidth and the energy, because otherwise, you have a bunch of unfinished projects. And you're like, oh, I meant really well with this, or this was going to be amazing. I just never finished it. Yeah. I should go back and do that thing.
What do you mean you have to do all that work for a 3-day retreat? Can't you just book a 3-day retreat? Yeah. Why by the seat of your pants? Gosh, come on.
Yeah, I've been building a 3-day retreat with a couple of colleagues, and we've been doing it for like 6 months, and we're just about to launch it here
excellent.
Shortly.
That's so exciting. It's so needed. It's so needed. So
yeah. But it's one of those things where it took all three of us like, okay, we got to show up. We got to show up. We got to do the thing. We got to keep pushing forward. And then finally we're ready to birth it to the universe. But
it is that patience. Like the same with health, when you're building business, it's again that you have to be patient and see the process through. And it's funny, like as we age, the brain fog, well, it's just a change in hormones and also just stress, right? But the brain fog sets in. So, and forgetfulness. And I was going to say that even when it comes to health, same as the brainstorming ideas that we have brilliant, that we think of these things in the shower or while we're driving, journal, right? Because you don't remember, journal just health conditions. You don't have to journal about what you eat, but you can journal about how you feel. Journal about when was the last time I had I burst a blood vessel in my eye. I thought I had taken a picture. No idea. That might have meant something, right, in the current sort of testing I'm sort of doing right now for things. And I'm like, when was that? I can't even think of it. Was it this year? Was it in 2019? Because COVID created a time warp. But
yeah, everybody's time frame is completely off after that.
It's off. So journal. Just grab a silly subject book. You don't need a $40 journal. It's just and I talk about that in the coaching program. I talk about that as well when it comes to health and it comes to breast health and, those types of things and emotional health, because your emotional health plays an important role overall as well, right? Yeah. In business and in health.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So before we dive into rapid fire questions, I would love to hear, like, what does success mean for you? What makes you feel success?
I think success is when you have that client say, wow, thank you, you've made a difference, right? I would love to say, yeah, financially it's going to be fantastic, but no, I don't think that doesn't mean much to me. It does, but it doesn't. It is, again, that client who sees a difference, has made a difference, and I've been part of that journey, mm-hmm. right? It's such a pleasure coming alongside. And helping women change. and just be their cheerleader. So I think that's it. When someone says thank you, you've really made a huge difference. That's the biggest thing. Right?
When we're making impacts in other people's lives, like we do this work because we're helpers, we're healers, we want to give back. And so it's powerful when we hear the work we're doing is really making an impact. I know that's part of my mission and my legacy is I want to make an impact in other people's lives so they can continue to be a part of the change in our world today. So I love that you said that. And what's next for you? Like when you think of what's next for your business, like, do you see, have anything coming up in the near future or any changes or things?
Well, I just honestly need to get back on the bandwagon. I've got to get, it's kind of like that. I need to be posting stuff. Do I have no idea. Do I do TikTok? I don't know. It's just, I think for myself, just getting back on the bandwagon of being simple and spreading the message of simpleness. And then just go back and review what I've done already and make sure that's good enough. Like, don't reinvent the wheel. I'm so bad at that. I have so much stuff. I just need to get it out there. I need to put it out there. And I just need to make sure it's good from A to Z.
Yeah.
Right? And again, it's just that connection. It doesn't have to be perfect. I just need to connect. I need to just connect. That's all that matters. That's all people want, I think. After these 2 years of crazy, people just want to connect. They just want to just be heard. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that. That's it. I really do. They just want to come alongside. That's why your retreat will do so well, because people just want to come alongside other women. They want to cry. They want to laugh. They want to be understood outside of their husband or family or partners, right? So
I think that connection is, I think as humans, I think are pretty simple. Like when it comes down to it, we try to make everything so complex, but really it's just about connection, relationships, building. Like what I always used to joke that when I first started my business, I was a social butterfly and I was making lots of connections, but never any like deep rooted ones. I know for myself that when I settled in and realized that I would rather meet 3 to 4 people and build a deep relationship than try to know like everybody in a room and only let them see like what I was letting them see in that moment, but them never really truly get to know who I was. Like that's when my business shifted. That's when my relationship to other people transformed.
It's the thought there just came that it's the dumbing down of things so that we can go deeper, right? It's the simplifying so that we have the opportunity to, at least for myself, to actually care anymore, right? Because to me, a lot of the times it's been, they don't really care. Women don't really care. They just want to carry on with life and have fun and, you know, do all this stuff. But they do.
Yeah.
But it's, again, stopping and pausing and breathing and looking people in the eye again and smiling. It's the dumbing down of life so that we can really go deeper into it. So.
Yeah, so true. So I got a couple rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
Nothing too hard, I promise. I'm curious, are you binge watching anything on TV or reading anything right now?
Oh, I've been listening to audiobooks. So I've been listening to Breath by James Nesby. I'll listen to it again because it was just incredible. So that was my audiobook. I have been able to read just the vision stuff going on. And I don't really watch a lot of TV other than The Power of the Ring. And I've been watching Handmaid's Tale for some silly reason. I had never watched it. And I just thought, I'm going to watch it. And it's so disturbing. And
it's like disturbing. And they're like, wait, is this the world I'm walking into? And when did the zombies come?
Right. It's honestly, that's the way it is. And we're really enjoying The Power of the Ring, right? That's cool.
I don't watch The Power of the Ring. My husband does. So I hear little bits of it at times, but I don't watch
too much. Yeah, it's just the whole sort of fantasy simplicity of things, right? It's just like beautiful props and, you know, the cinematography. I enjoy watching, as I age, I enjoy looking at things from a historical or costume or the background, right? How things look. It's like, wow,
the visual pieces.
Yeah, like watching the Vikings. Oh, yeah. The Vikings is horrific. Like, my husband loves it. It's horrific. But I'm like, those costumes are incredible. Like, wow.
Like, why wasn't I born in the time when we could wear these and it not be at a Renaissance fair or like, right? For any reason?
Because it wasn't really a great time, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's our perception now, right?
As we look back into it. I never got into Yellowstone, so I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't.
So when you need a reset, reflect, and recharge, what do you like to do or where do you like to go?
Oh, well, I would say back to the cottage, but I'm there all the time, so it's not really. Everyone's always like, because if you're on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, you always see these beautiful sunsets or beautiful sunrises, and that's our cottage. And I'm there all the time, so I don't find it relaxing anymore. Honestly, in my car driving is my, like, quiet time, my selfish time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely...
I would love to say, I'm going to go on a girls retreat and get away and do that, but I don't have time for that right now. So.
And then if you could name one person that has made the biggest impact or footprint on your life, who would you say and why?
There's so many, honestly. It'd be cliche to say my mother, but she's so adaptable and she's so good at everything. So I always aspire to that. Like, she can sew, she can cook. She's always so good. She's very adaptable. She maybe swallows too much anger, but that's okay. She's very like that. But there's so many women that we've met in life that we all just sort of just take bits and pieces from, right? There's just so many women, right? That we just take little bite-sized pieces from and create our own.
So much we can learn from everyone. There's has, you know, a special gift or a special thing about them that really calls us in and connects us. And so I love when you think about like the different people that have been in your life and how they've impacted you. And like,
right.
I know, I can think of, you know, handfuls of women who have made little difference. So, and then if I could buy you a plane ticket and you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I've always wanted to go to Spain to eat seafood and paella and drink wine. Right, and sit on the beach, that type of idea. But I'd be happy just drinking wine and eating seafood anywhere in the world. I would say to Europe. I would say to Spain, to the Mediterranean. That would be my big thing. I've seen most of Canada. I haven't seen most of the States, but yeah, that's what I've always thought of.
Spain looks lovely. One of my clients lives there, and when I'm talking with her on Zoom, she's usually in a different background and a new scenery, and I was like, it's so pretty there.
Yeah, the blues are turquoise, and the colors are brilliant, and you just always think of these times of where we should be doing that ourselves, right? Where the time to prepare and the time to rest and the time to eat and the time to have fellowship with friends, they make a point of doing that. Yeah. Or at least we think that they make a point of doing that, and we don't do that in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And my last question for you, Dana, is what does attract and stand out mean to you?
Well, it is just trying to stand out in such a how to attract and be authentic, right? Because you can attract and be a liar and just do what you think people want. But again, it's that attracting the people through truth and honesty, and then being able just to follow through with that and be coming from the heart. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, I've already can't be any more niche than being a menopausal 45 plus faith-based coach, right? So
you've got a sweet spot. You found your gap in the market.
I did. And it's just, again, it's just that I need to be confident. And just go, okay, Dani, you've got this. Not stop it, right? You've got this. Just go. It'll happen, right? God's got it. So anyway. Yeah.
That inner voice, that critic in our voice that likes to tell us we're not good enough, we're not worthy enough. When we ask them nicely to step aside because we're stepping in and we're taking control of our life and doing powerful things. Dana, thank you so much for being
thank
on the show
you.
And being a part of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I know people are going to want to reach out and connect with you. Where would you like them to be sent?
Honestly, danairvine.com. And really simpled it down to danairvine.com. And in there, I've got just where I'm at and different landings and what you can get from there. So,
and I know you have a free gift for us as well over at.
Yeah. So at the website, you can get a link to the 5-day hormone detox, of course. And for the month of October, the Touch Your Tatas breast health program is available as well. So I'll be revamping that with more information. That was from a couple of years ago, but it is a really great little workshop. So that's free. And the 5-day hormone detox is free as well. And again, it's just about stepping back and simplifying things so that your life will, you know, transform into all that it's meant to be.
Yes. I love that, Dana. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And being part of the show.
Thank
you. I always enjoy chatting with you. And that's a wrap, everyone, for another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I will see you again next week. Until then, remember, I believe in you. You're allowed to stand out. You're allowed to shine. You're allowed to be you. Mwah. See you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you love the show, leave a review and subscribe on whichever platform you're listening on. It would mean the world to me. As a special thank you, I want to offer you a free gift, my Uncover Your Niche workbook and video training that helps you become unforgettable to your audience. You can sign up at darlenehawley.com. I look forward to seeing you all next week. In the meantime, have an amazing week and we will talk soon.